Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to At My Father's Table. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I'm here to be of service to you. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right in to our topic for today. Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus to put a word on high. We want people to hear our message so that we can make your kingdom even better. We want to be participants in the building of what you are doing within us. Father, we ask you to bless us mightily, to prop us up on every leaning side. And Father, look out for the senior citizens and the children, Lord. We seem to be on attack of them, particularly in our society. Father, touch them. Touch them like you've never touched them before, and protect them from the harms of the vicious people that will attack them. We ask you to cover them with your mercy and grace. And Father, if you will so grant us this, we'll be so ever appreciative of your kindness and your glory. In the name of Jesus. We will be studying out of the Bible of the New Century Version of the Holy Word. My beloved, we will be learning from Psalms 1, and we beg the question, how does the Bible use the image of a road? How is life like a journey? Saints, life is a journey. We travel a road from birth to death. The Bible describes life as a journey down a road where we encounter many obstacles and points of decision. Which road should we take? And where are we going anyway? My beloved, I like to use as a sermon topic, which way do we go? Which way do we go? In one sense, the human journey began in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden because of their sin. And they and their descendants, including us today, became wanderers. Genesis chapter 4, verse 12. Seeking a way back to the rest, safety, and joy of the garden. The story of the Bible may be described as a journey of humanity along the road of life as it seeks the way back to the garden. The road is a long and painful one because of human sin. God set up angelic guards to prevent anyone from getting to the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 34. Which road will you take? How will you accomplish this through the pain and suffering that our sins have caused? None of us are sinless. Make no mistake about it. That's why we tell you, don't put pastors or bishops or apostles up on a pedestal, because they have sin in them as well. The Bible says that. You see, saints, none of us are perfect. We are all striving into that journey. And in that journey, there's going to be some pain and suffering. In many cases, we don't understand one another. Why did Sister Betty do that? Why did Brother Joe say those mean words to me? Why did you use me for no good of my own? Who are you? We are supposed to be Christians, being of service to one another. For the Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. But how do you do that when you have people backstabbing, talking behind your back, making your life extremely difficult because of their own selfishness? We can't worship people. We have to worship God. Do you hear me, saints? We have to worship God. I don't care how good it appears. We're all set in sin. We were born into it that way. But you can grow out of it. Which road will you take? Can you overlook the pettiness of human nature? Why someone would degrade you just to make themselves feel good? And then they will use any type of excuse to justify. And see, we can't look at a person directly and say they're lying or not lying. It doesn't happen that way. Sooner or later, the truth of the matter comes out. You can get in front of a congregation, a bunch of people, and prance and dance and shout and do all those things and have so much sin wrapped up in your body, it becomes indescribable. See, my beloved, I've been down these roads. I've seen it. And I'm guilty of some of these things myself. I'm not a perfect human being. I strive to be good. But sin comes in and distorts my thinking, just like yours. See, you can't hide that because your actions speak louder than your words. Does somebody hear me? I wish I just had one or two people that would shout out amen. Because that distortion is where the confusion comes in. What are their intentions? Do you want to milk this cow to death till it doesn't exist anymore? You want them to be so kind to you and give you all that you've asked for while they still despise the very ground that you walk on? Life is a journey, and we have to go down these roads. Who are you? Which road will you take? Will you go left or right? Most people know about the Bible. And I say that very simply because some kind of way they hear something. And then from that point on, it's up to you to decide what you do. You know we're supposed to live a certain way. We're supposed to do certain things. But do we do them? No. We all fall short of the glory of God. So it's a continuous journey full of pain and suffering. But then there is joy that comes in. God knows your heart. He knows what you meant it to be. And no one can tell you different. Oh, they can put you down, shove you around, kick you to the curb. You know what I'm talking about. Talk about your hat. Talk about where you sit. Talk about your background. Talk about all these things. And in this technological world, now we have all this sophistication. But it's very simple. Very simple. You treat people the way you want to be treated. What's your journey? Make it personal. What's on your plate? Your devious ways are going to be exposed sooner or later. Now you ask, Pastor Scott, how do you know that? Because all of us will go before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in that spiritual videotape that I always talk about has perfect lighting. They know what you did. I spoke earlier about these young thugs beating up on senior citizens. Why would someone do that? I don't care what the circumstances are. Why would you beat up on a senior citizen? Why would you hurt a child? Why would you sexually abuse a baby? Why would you do that? See, you're not going to get away with it. You may get away with it temporarily, but God will deal with you. I listen to the news media, and they talk about how a pack of thugs and roughnecks grabbed hold of a senior citizen, bust him in his eye, took $12 from him. His eyeball still doesn't work properly because of that action. And you would say that person should go straight to hell. When you attack the children and the senior citizen, you got major trouble. That cannot be erased. You will deal with the consequences of life. Who are you? What do you stand for? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just getting warmed up. See, we want to make church out of some entertainment center. Yes, it's great to hear the children sing. It's great to hear them perform. But that's not what church is for. Church can be used in these manners. But the point of church is to learn about God and then replicate it. Not do things that's going to destroy it, the character of God. Because when you do these heinous things, you're destroying the character of God. Somebody's following you. Someone's looking at you. Don't think these young teenagers don't see what you're doing. Oh, yeah, he's going to jack him up. And that makes you proud. Oh, yeah, he's going to smack a little child around. That's going to make you proud. Oh, yeah. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of what this world can do. And then we'll talk about what this world can do. See, it bothers me when I see and watch the news. Just this week on one of the news stations, some guy beat this woman up in a walker. You heard me right. In a walker. Young guy. Young thug. And now they're beginning to take over the church. And us adults will sit back and watch, knowing that they did wrong. I don't care whether it's your son, your daughter, or whomever it is. They're wrong, and you should call them out on it, and there should be consequences to their actions. I'm preaching to you today because it's ridiculous. Beat the lady up, took her purse, and she's in a walker. I mean, what justified that? Really? So I hope they catch him, lock him up, and toss the key somewhere where nobody can find it. No, there's no joy and peace for you when you do things like that. That woman cannot fight anymore. She can't even hold her cane up because she's too busy holding. Lord have mercy. Her walker up. I get emotional when I see stuff like that. And they catch him on camera. Yes. Bruises all over their face. It's ridiculous. What have we turned ourselves into? What journey are you on? There's no circumstances where a young adult should beat up on a senior citizen or abuse a child. No circumstances justify to save their life. They should go straight to hell when you do things like that. That's so ungodly. But don't worry. Don't worry a bit. God has it on that spiritual videotape, and you can't get around it. You can try, but you won't be successful because it's going to be you and him. His mama won't be there. His father won't be there. His uncle won't be there. It's be you and him, and you will answer for it. I have my own personal tragedies that I've had to deal with. And you all have yours too. That's why church shouldn't be an entertainment center. You go there to learn the word of God. Who are you? Which road will you take? We know what Adam and Eve did. And look where we are because of that. Because we are the descendants. This is the word of God. There's no other way to look at it. The Bible is not lying to you. It's telling you the truth. And the truth shall set you free. I hear these young preachers who have malice in their hearts. Oh, they just need to mature. That ain't maturity. No, because there's some things that you know you should not do. And you can't justify. You can't. And I know what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, which road will you choose? My beloved, you have to make the right choices. You know the difference between right and wrong. You can't turn your head the other way when you see that. The senior citizens and the children deserve all the grace and mercy. That's why little Johnny needs to be spanked sometime to know the difference between right and wrong. Because when you raise a spoiled child, they get out here and do things that are so inappropriate. And you are going to be held accountable too. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Yes, indeedy. Because you know what's going on. You see it. You know it's there. Just because it hasn't come to your front door yet, it will get there. If you keep turning your head and watching people do ungodly things where a person has to do something to just protect themselves from violence from a child and a senior citizen, come on, wake up. You go to church to see little Ray Ray sing. It's okay that Ray Ray can sing, but you're there to learn the word of God. That's what you're there for, not to be entertained. It's not a show. This is the real stuff, and you know the difference. I'm preaching to somebody, and I try to live it my life the same way. I want to help the senior citizen. I want to help the children. That's what I'm trying to continuously evolve into. So I take it personally when I see a young thug stand up in the pulpit and want to beat up on somebody, want to hurt a child for no good reason other than your selfishness. I take it personally. And if there's anything that I can do about it, I will. That's what we have laws for. And you have to enact these laws. This is not a show. So you can preach, so you can stoop up and down and do cartwheels in the pulpit. But if you're leading that kind of life, you're not fit to be nowhere in the clergy community, because clergy people don't do things like that. They know better. Not to say that it doesn't happen, but when it does happen, you have to clean house. Get them up out of there until they learn the discipline that they need to have that humanity that we're supposed to have. I know I'm stepping on some toes. You think that your son or your daughter is special. Yeah, they're special, all right. When they do things like that, they're special the wrong way. Don't go down these roads. There should be no reason why a young, fit person should want to beat up on a senior citizen like that guy did. Yeah, he got her money. He got her credit cards and all that kind of stuff. But he's going to hell for doing that. Trust me. God is going to deal with him. I may not see it. But trust me. He will be dealt with. And anybody that does things like that, they will be dealt with. I'm preaching to you. Because you see it. And you approve of it when you do nothing. You hear about it. You should be protecting these people. The children and the senior citizens. You should be doing that. So I would tell anyone, if you will stand by and watch them do it, you are just as guilty. You want to follow a ministry that will do something as heinous as that is? Yeah, that's not a ministry, that's a cult. I know what I'm talking about. I've been around the block a few times. And then it gets to the point where the police can't catch them. It's become so rampant, it's normal now. No, you choose the road that you are supposed to go down. You do the right thing by Jesus Christ, not by what someone has given you. Earn your keep here on this earth. Earn it. It shouldn't be given to you. Now, I'm not hating on those who have opportunities. No, that's not what this is about. But if you have the characteristics that will allow you to do this and there's no consequences from the leadership, then they're wrong and you're wrong too. Psalms 1 talks about the journey. It uses the word humanity. We're supposed to be disciplined enough to not cross certain lines. If you want to call yourself a Christian, you want to walk in the glory and tell someone you are head of a ministry, you're head of garbage. Because if you do things like that, you're unfit. You're unfit. And God knows exactly who you are and what you are and what you're going to be. He knows who I am as well. I haven't always done the right thing, but God knows I am learning every day. Every day. And you should too. But there's certain things I will not do. And beating up on senior citizens, the way the news media is putting this information out there and harming children, no, I'm not crossing those lines. Because those lines will send you straight to hell. Are you sitting beside someone who you know has done that and you want to follow them? Well, you follow them right into hell. Because that's where you're going. You can't be around people that will do. I will not be hanging out with drug dealers. I will not be with someone who I know is doing illegal things. That's a standard that I have. Can't nobody come and tell me, oh, go with me down here. I'm going to take care of some business. I'm not going nowhere. And you have to choose the right road. And that's what Psalms 1 is talking about. I'm talking to you. And if you have people and friends who will do things like that, cut them off. Pray for them, but cut them off. Unless you want to end up in hell with them. And if you go there, that's eternity, baby. That's what it is. It's eternity. Some people not fit to wear the cloth. And you have to make that decision. Ain't no, listen to my English. Ain't no maturing. If you a hothead, you a hothead. That's not the fruits of the Spirit. I know what I'm talking about. Whether you choose to listen or not is up to you. But the truth will set you free. Yes. 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 Psalms 1 tells you, which road will you go down? Which one? And who are you? Will you do the right thing? Not somebody else. We're talking about you. You think church is a show? You're there for the wrong reasons. There's nothing wrong with good singing. There's nothing wrong with good oratorical skills. But this is about the word of God. And if the leader does not follow these words, the leader who's supposed to be the head, if the head is sick, what do you think the rest of the body is going to be? Nothing's going to go right. You won't see the church growing and prospering because the leadership is sick in the head. And if you want to follow that, you go right ahead. But just remember the consequences that you're going to have to face. And if I choose to follow something like that, I will face them too. I'm not going to hell for anyone. No, the hell or jail. So you stay within the boundaries that you're supposed to. You know you're not supposed to be doing some of these things. You think you big and bad? You want to be thug? No, that's not the way to go. We got people in the pulpit who won't even go to school and learn the basic foundation of the Bible. There is a basic. That's not to say that you can't be anointed. You can be. And then you have someone to come along, an apostle or something like that, call themselves a bishop, and say, oh yeah, because they can preach. That's only one part of it, saints, my beloved. That's only one part of it. It's the way you walk. You're supposed to lead by example. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. And I'm going to put it all over the internet. At my Father's table will tell you the truth. And I'm still striving to get better. Just recently, I posted on my Facebook page. And I said that I'm still learning to trust God. It's a process. It's a journey. You don't just arrive there. You got to go through some things. And that's all of us. But I'm not following nobody into hell willingly. I won't do it. And I suggest, because I can't tell you what to do, that you don't follow anyone else either. I don't care what their name represents. Hell is hell. Straight up and down. And if you do this, you'll find out the hard way. And the sad part about it is that you can't get out of it. Adam and Eve, what they did, we're still suffering behind this. Yes, right? We had the perfect world. So, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved, the saints of this world, trust in God. Don't trust in Pastor Scott. Don't trust in nobody else but God. Follow His word because He is the truth and the light. Don't worry about what people are going to think about you because they're going to think about you in negative ways anyway. Go beyond that. Mature above that. As long as you know that you're doing the right thing, that's all you can answer for because you're there in front of Jesus Christ by yourself, and He has everything on record. So you can try to fake it and make it. It won't happen there. We all have a resting place that we're going to go to, that our spirit is going to lead us to. That's the word for today. Trust and believe in Jesus Christ, not the person that can do the cartwheels in the pulpit. And when you find out what they've done and what they're doing, because it comes out, you'll know whether you're following the right person. The last thing that I'll say, my beloved, is to choose your leaders wisely. Because you don't want to end up in places that you shouldn't. You don't want to go to hell. It's an eternity there. Make sure you check. Do your due diligence. It's not what daddy did. It's not what mama's doing. It's what you're doing to choose the right leadership. Choose the right road to go down. I say this in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you. This has been another broadcast of KingScottRadioTV.com at My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Enjoy your week and be blessed. God loves you, and so do we. If you would like to reach the station, please call 240-522-4257. God bless you.